This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular part of our Wednesdays, and today we're going to look at a topic that, to me anyways, seems like we're hearing about with greater frequency, and that is food recalls. We've had deadly E. coli outbreaks with romaine lettuce leading to massive recalls, a nationwide salmonella outbreak traced to ground beef from one of the world's largest meatpacking companies, and there was another salmonella outbreak linked to Kellogg's Honey Smacks breakfast cereal. Now, I'm not sure what's going on, so we've lined up a guest who is far more in tune on the subject. Christian Schweyhofer is the Environmental Health Director in the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you so much for the time today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Now, is it my imagination, Kristen, or are there more food recalls in recent years?
It does certainly seem like we're seeing more and more of them. And part of that is probably just better publicity and getting the word out to consumers more broadly and more quickly.
Well, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. More communication is always a good thing.
Now, is it also potentially, in part anyway, a matter of having better systems in place and we're simply detecting contamination more consistently?
I think that's a big part of it. I think that as science and technology have improved, we're able to detect more pathogens more quickly. And there's also been some legislation put in place that may also increase food recalls. A few years ago, the Food Safety Modernization Act, while it didn't really change food recalls, allowed the FDA to do some more follow-up and enforcement on food recalls. And so that may also be a product of why we're hearing about it more and seeing more in the news.
Well, I'm enjoying the conversation at this point. It's all been positive, relatively good news. What is the process for making sure that the food we buy is safe? What layers are there to getting it from processing plant to store shelf?
Sure. I mean, you're really looking at the entire farm-to-fork process. So looking at where our foods are grown and then where they may be, you know, if it's produce, it may be picked. If it's meat, it may go to a processing plant. All those different steps have various levels of regulatory oversight. There's federal involvement from the FDA and USDA. There may be state involvement from, in Michigan's case, the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development. And the Washtenaw County Health Department plays an important role in making sure that the food we eat in restaurants is safe.
Now, clearly, the amount of food that we produce in America is far too much to have everything checked thoroughly every time. Is that process potentially going to be further diluted with a partial federal government shutdown?
It's my understanding that right now FDA is focusing on the highest risk food establishments. So those that have caused the most foodborne illness and things like produce, soft cheeses, and certainly foods that are imported into the United States. Lower-risk facilities, like maybe a place that makes crackers, for example, might not be getting inspected right now.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking food contamination and food recalls with Kristen Schweyhofer. She's the Environmental Health Director in the Washtenaw County Health Department. Now, you mentioned the local perspective because we've largely been focused on the national perspective to this point. What do you do to monitor foods in Washtenaw County?
So the Washtenaw County Health Department oversees food safety at the 1,100, 1,200 food service establishments that we routinely license and regulate. That's your restaurants, it's coffee shops, it's schools, bars, it may be churches if they're serving the public and other facilities that serve the public, any kind of sit-down or carry-out place.
The Centers for Disease Control says one in six Americans get sick from contaminated foods, about 40 million Americans a year. Do we have figures for Washtenaw County when it comes to foodborne illness?
Well, we do know that foodborne illness is largely underreported. So while I don't know that I have specific details on how many of Washtenaw County residents are getting sick.
Right. We've all gotten sick at one point or another and just kind of muddled through until we felt better, right?
Right. And again, I think not everybody calls the health department to let us know. So a lot of those CDC facts and figures are estimates of what we do know in the population. But certainly we do get foodborne illnesses, and food recalls can increase the number of calls we get because I think it brings to people's minds, oh, yeah, I might have gotten sick from a food, and then they let us know about it, and we can follow up and do an investigation.
And how does that work with things like farmers markets? Or there are a lot of folks who go directly to farmers to buy their beef and to buy their poultry. Is that monitored on a similar level?
So anytime anyone feels that they may have gotten sick, we can do an investigation. And whether that's something that the local health department does, or perhaps we refer it to our state or federal partners, The first call is usually to the local health department, and then we can triage it and assign it to the appropriate agency that has usually an existing regulatory relationship with whomever might have produced the food.
So as we assess the processes that are in place and the way it is monitored, enforced, and dealt with, do you think we're in a better place today than perhaps we ever were before when it comes to food safety in America?
Absolutely. I think we're making a lot of great strides, but I think that there's a ways to go. I think we're learning more and more about the important role that water, for example, plays in the overall picture of food safety.
Right.
We're learning more that contaminated water can be taken up by plants, and that can be a point of contamination, such as we might have seen in that romaine lettuce outbreak you mentioned.
Right. So knowledge can create fear. When we start getting so much knowledge and information about the potential hazards, and we have the science and the technology that helps us better identify these things, how do we create a sense of comfort and safety in our conversations and education of the public?
Absolutely. So Washtenaw County Health Department, I know my colleagues are out there every day making sure that the restaurants that they inspect are safe. And I know I have similar colleagues at the state and federal level. Additionally, no one wants to sell contaminated food, and that goes from farmers, manufacturers, processors, and restaurateurs. Everybody is invested in having a safe food supply system, and they're all doing their best. Now, that doesn't mean that mistakes don't happen, but overall, we are doing a great job on identifying these problems and addressing them quickly and preventing people from getting sick.
And while an imperfect system, I think we can speak that everybody is glad you're all out there working on our behalf. But as we continue our conversation with Washtenaw County Environmental Health Director Christian Schweyhofer on issues of the environment here on WEMU, I want to ask this question, Kristen. As individual consumers, what responsibilities do we have to ourselves, and what do we need to do to ensure our own health and safety when it comes to food?
Absolutely. Well, it's simple things like going to the grocery store and verifying when you buy a food that it's not expired. Again, making sure nothing is falling through the cracks, making sure you're getting perishable foods home quickly and into a refrigerator quickly, and then making sure that when you're preparing that food, you're washing your hands, you're using a food thermometer to correctly cook foods so that you're not accidentally consuming raw or undercooked meats, and then also preventing cross-contamination. We want to keep those meats and vegetables separate, washing all of those items and making sure that you're using hot soapy water to wash cutting boards so that any raw meats aren't cross-contaminating your produce.
Are there resources at the federal, state, and local levels in which we can find the latest information when it comes to food safety, any potential food issues, and the recalls themselves?
Yes, absolutely. I personally have signed up for different recall lists. So you can go to the county's website, which is www.washtenaw.org, and go to our health department page where you find our food safety links, and you can sign up for food recalls so that every time you there's a recall, and it may be for allergens that aren't properly labeled, it may be for salmonella or E. coli contamination, you can sign up to get that right into your own inbox from the various agencies that issue those recalls.
That is another technology that is only going to enhance our food safety and public health as we move forward, I would imagine.
Absolutely. Again, having that quick communication allows me to check my refrigerator for perishable foods, you know, that day rather than having to wait and maybe hear about it in days or weeks from now.
Well, I have to tell you, as I was researching our conversation, you know, these kinds of things can make you a little nervous. I feel much better about heading out for my lunch today.
I'm glad to hear that.
Kristen, thank you so much for the time and for your expertise. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
That is Kristen Schweyhofer, the Environmental Health Director in Washtenaw County's Health Department. We thank you for listening to Issues of the Environment. It is heard each Wednesday and produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.